I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you work with this guy at your job, yeah, you'd hate him.
Oh.
If the bar you went to, he was sitting at the other end of the bar running his mouth, you'd hate him.
Oh.
If this was a member of your wife's family and you had to spend Thanksgiving with this type of guy, you'd hate him. Yet, for some reason, in every single town in upstate New York, we have elected this guy to be responsible for what we do on a daily basis. And another one of them is in trouble.
Oh. How bad?
You're hanging out in the break room. Brunch, just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, the town supervisor in Seneca Falls, New York, has been arrested.
Wait, arrested?
For harassment.
Man, how bad did this get?
So according to 13 Wham, 66-year-old Frank.
66?
Well, yeah, he's the town supervisor of a small town. Is that surprising?
But
yeah.
Every town supervisor is 66
years old. You should know better by now, Frankie.
Should
you?
According to 13 Wham, 66-year-old Frank Schmitter.
Hey, it's Schmitter. Not what you just said.
The Seneca Falls town supervisor subjected a town board member to physical contact and then allegedly damaged a wall.
Okay.
You're not getting the full experience if you're not watching the live stream at the Odyssey at WCMF.com. YouTube and Twitch.
Get a full reenactment.
The break room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch.
So,
alleged reenactment.
So he damaged a wall?
So it says that he subjected a town board member to physical contact and then damaged a wall. Now, those are the only...
I think we worked with this guy.
Everyone's worked with this guy. Yeah. So those are the only details we have, which kind of sucks. Because look, as much as you're laughing here, depending on how you want to feel about this guy, if the allegations are true, you can picture it in two different ways.
Yes.
Right? One way, he grabs a guy and punches a wall. The other way, there is a close discussion where somebody, like, you know, stumbles or something, and then there's something wrong. Either way.
All right.
Supervisor Schmitter has been charged with second-degree harassment, third-degree criminal mischief, and official misconduct. There was also an order of protection for the victim.
Kind of makes sense.
From Supervisor Schmitter. Yeah. He has a court date coming up. This is also not the first time this town supervisor has had issues with the public.
With Schmitter.
Yes. Back on November 6th, a petition was introduced by a concerned citizen at a board meeting asking for a vote of no confidence on this town supervisor. Amongst other things, the petition, which is live online right now, you can go read it, says that folks who are not aligned with Supervisor Schmitter's ideas are subject to a toxic work environment.
Oh, he don't play so nice.
You got it. So right now, he's just facing allegations. Like we said, he's got a court date coming up, and we will see where this goes from this point.
Did he have a Schmidt list of people? You know he did. But
I'm not going to do this for three more hours. I'm not. The first hour of this show.
We're not going to take any more of this Schmidt.
He seems very much like, it's my way or the highway vibes.
I love how that's the toughest old guy voice you can do. It's my way or the highway, guys. Guys, talk like this. Okay. The socks.
What it sound like?
All right.
252-WCMF.
What?
252-9263. Why does every town in upstate New York keep electing this type of guy into important positions?
So didn't we find out that a lot of these guys run unopposed?
No, you just keep saying that for
no, sure. No, because I thought
I thought there were a few stories where they ran, where it was like nobody's there was nobody
running.
Else.
Okay. So there's nobody to vote for.
Like the highway department supervisor, yes. Things like, weird little stuff. This is the town supervisor. Very few.
Maybe this is the only people that want to do these jobs.
All right, look. I know we've covered a ton of elected officials getting in trouble.
We never see any young guys doing these jobs.
Well, no, that's not true. A guy that we talked about out in Waterloo was way younger than we thought. We imagined what he looked like. We were doing this voiceover and over again, and it turns out he was younger than I was.
All right.
It seems the bulk of these elected officials that keep getting in trouble are A, really angry, B, do or say something ridiculous to the person that they're angry at, and C, turns out they overreacted to a situation and are now super embarrassed. Mm. And what I can't understand is why we as voters are drawn to this type of person. Because the folks that we are describing here, short fuse, get physical, if it's my way or the highway, how do you like it? If you worked with that guy, you would hate that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Despise that guy. If you had a watering hole you hung out at, and you walked in at 5 o'clock and he's sitting on the other end of the bar watching something on TV running his mouth, you would want to walk back out the door. If your wife had a cousin who was that type of guy.
And you probably do.
And you had to go to Thanksgiving and listen to this dude run his mouth about everything he thinks about the world. You would never want to go back to your wife's family's house ever again. Yet, for some reason, when we go into voting booths, we vote for that guy.
Oh.
And why? Why do we vote for that guy? It can't be a coincidence that it keeps happening over and over again.
Unless he doesn't show the side of himself when he's running.
People know him. He lives in this town, and I say him by referring to every type of guy that we cover.
But they're obviously they're good at something because they keep showing up.
Okay, bro.
They know how to work the system.
Look, I don't mean to sound like that guy, but like you can't sit here and be like, well, they're good at something because they got elected.
No, they know how to sell themselves, obviously, because they keep getting elected.
Okay, maybe.
Well, what do you mean maybe? They're elected. They did something to get elected.
Well, explain it to me then. Okay, I love how you got. I got all the answers.
I say. They're probably two-faced, like most people. You know, you show them one side, and then when somebody pushes your buttons, you lose it.
All right, but here's the difference, and what I don't understand and why I disagree with you. All right, if we're talking about a federal election, like national run, even someone that's running for like Congress that kind of lives where you are, but you rarely see them, you can do that because nobody really interacts with that person on a daily basis.
But how many people interact with the town?
A small town.
Yeah, but I mean, how much do you really interact with?
You're seeing him at the grocery store, at the Moose Lodge, at the high school football games. You know someone who has worked
with
him.
Well, you see, he's at all these events. He loves our town.
The point I'm making is people have lots of personal interactions. How many people do you know that's ever had a personal interaction with a president or a governor?
Nobody.
Like nobody, right? Yeah. So you wouldn't be able to get that story. However, anyone that's ever run for town supervisor where you live, you know 15 people who know that person.
Well, at least you've seen them,
But it is possible, because we've also experienced this, too, with some of these people who have gotten in trouble. Like, somebody will have one positive interaction with them that has really nothing to do with their job, and that's what sticks in their head, and they're willing to look past some things because, well, they did me a favor once.
Okay.
So, I'm going to vote for
them. Or you just vote party line, right? You just always vote on that side, and no matter who's up, that's my guy.
Look, I get that normal when you don't pay attention, which is another problem. Again, maybe this is what happens when folks like you walk into a voting booth and just go click, 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 click.
Well, how much investigating you doing?
What's the name of your town supervisor?
Oh, Danny DiNicola.
You can't tell me the name just told you. Of
Danny DiNicola. He's a great guy.
Who is Danny DiNicola, actually?
He was actually one of my dad's buddies. Legitimate name. So was Tony Tuccheroni.
No, that's not true. That, Tony Tuccheroni.
My dad had two friends, Tony Tuccheroni and Danny DiNicola, were two of his buddies.
I refuse to believe that anyone named their child Tony Tuccheroni. That came off of a can of Chef Boyardee, one level below pasta at the grocery store that you work. Now, try Tony Tuccheroni's canned raviolis. 252-WCMF. The town supervisor in Seneca Falls, 66-year-old Frank Schmitter, and he looks exactly like you think he does.
Oh, yeah.
He has been arrested after police say he subjected a town board member to physical contact and then damaged a wall. He was arrested for harassment. Second-degree harassment, third-degree criminal mischief, and official misconduct. Back on November 6th, before this happened, allegedly happened, a petition was introduced by a concerned citizen at a town board meeting, a vote of no confidence in the town supervisor. In the petition, amongst other things, the person complains, says that folks who were not aligned with the ideas of Supervisor Schmitter were subject to a toxic work environment. And if these allegations are true, I don't know how you're going to argue that. There could be a reason, another reason this keeps happening, that has less to do with who we're electing and more to do with the job.
Oh.
All right, because Tommy, you like to argue that when people get power, any kind of power, it goes to their heads.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the case. It's also possible that in a job like this, it's almost impossible that you don't end up in this situation. Because a gig like town supervisor of a small community, it's almost anonymous.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, you can't name your town supervisor. You can't do it, right? Most people can't name their
town supervisor. It's small-town politics.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you have this position, you can walk down the street, you can go to the grocery store, you can go to the high school football game, and you're not a big deal. Right. You're just a guy. However, if you mess up, it does become a big deal.
Well, yeah.
Your name and face are in the news. Folks who didn't know you are now talking about you on a radio show.
You can't get away from it.
And like, here's the thing. That's how it should be. Like, we should be holding our elected officials to a degree of professionalism, right? I would argue that's why we rarely see federal-level elected officials in situations like this. Like, you don't see Chuck Schumer or Mike Johnson or people like that getting in trouble for grabbing a constituent and damaging
a hole in the wall.
I kind of wish I did that, but I'd like to see that matchup.
I mean, you see it in other countries.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
like
those
fist fights in Parliament.
Yeah.
But like, those politicians understand that they are high profile politicians.
And it's going to cost them.
These smaller town politicians that we keep seeing get in trouble over and over.
That image awareness.
Yes, Kimmy. They may feel like they're just everyday people doing everyday things. You know, two guys getting a little bit of a scuffle, but because you're the town supervisor.
That's the way we handle it out here in the falls, son.
They call it the falls out there.
Oh God!
All right. If the allegations are true,
yeah.
Does the little we know, the few details we know about this warrant this guy losing his gig?
Well, I mean, he got arrested.
Okay. Well, he hasn't been convicted.
I mean, here's the thing. It sounds like people can't work with him, and that's the problem. Because, like, if the people around you. If they don't want to go to work with you, I don't know how you get anything done. So yeah, I don't see why you should be back.
Well, that's what happens when you elect a maverick, Kimmy. He comes in there, you know, he's going to
do things. Oh, he's a maverick.
Well, I mean, look, people are going to.
He's gone rogue.
They're going to bristle when he tries to do things to fix. I'm going to fix, not Washington, not Albany, the Seneca Falls Town Hall. Let's put a comma in a Seneca Falls Town Hall. No, I mean, like. Kimmy, like the argument for people that would support a guy like this and say he can't cost a job. Well, the only reason people don't like him or this is happening is because he's trying to actually make a difference.
He stood up to these guys.
That's right. The bureaucrats is what I keep doing. I'm losing feeling in my mouth. I just got a cavity.
There's people that love the guy, I'm sure.
I mean, he got elected, to your point.
But I'm saying, they probably liked what he did, like push these guys around.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they can go work for him. Sure, that'll end well.
They'll need to be punched.
I'm going to punch my way to Albany. Put a boxer at Albany.
Put a fist at Albany.
But, like, think about this. Right, again, what we have now are just allegations.
Yeah.
But we have a town supervisor that is facing charges, and there is an order of protection.
That's heavy stuff.
Against a town board member. Yeah. So let's walk through this with me. If, despite the repercussions, this guy stays on at his job, Now that the town board member has an order of protection against the supervisor, does that mean the supervisor can't go to town board meetings?
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, I mean, that's a you would be going where they are. How would that happen?
Did they say the person that put the order of protection?
What's that?
Did they say the gender or the person?
I do not have a gender.
Because if that's a female?
I feel like that would be a bigger story, but I can't.
Right, but man, that really changes things. Like, if he did that, or you know, that really changes things.
Look, I agree with the sentiment you're making, but it should be just as alarming if he grabs somebody and...
It does, but if he laid his hands on a woman, there's no way he's coming back for that.
It doesn't say...
But we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know. But they don't say, which is kind of weird.
But, like, the other thing about, like, the order of protection thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, not being able to go to a town board meeting and not do your job, that's a problem.
Right.
But also think about how much harder it would be observing an order of protection in a small town.
But an order of protection, if you just happen to be in the same place at the same time, are you in violation of it? If you, like, let's say you go to Wegmans and they're there.
I think you have to make an effort to leave or get away from that person.
Oh.
Is the way I understand. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Because there are random, like you said, it's a small town.
Sure.
How do you do this?
But if it keeps happening over and over again.
Or can you stay so many feet away?
Well, it just.
Hey, hold the end of the state measure for me. Oh, I guess I broke it.
No, you're right. There is a foot.
Yeah, I thought.
It depends on the case.
Yeah.
It can change all over the place. But no, I mean, like, if you live in a small town, there's one grocery store, two or three diners or restaurants.
Right.
There's those
major gas station.
Like, you could potentially be shut out of everywhere.
Yes.
If someone has an order of protection against you in a tiny town, like, what are you supposed to do? You can't live life.
Right.
Man, poor Kimmy's been on the phone for like the last 5 minutes, taking call after call. What are you laughing about over there?
Nothing. Just like the town gossip.
Oh, we're getting all the Seneca Falls gossip. You know, it's also funny, too. Like,
what's that?
I don't know if it's irony, right? But, like, what Seneca Falls is known for, right? Like, you know, it's the birthplace of...
Oh, women's rights.
Yeah, so, like, all the suffragettes. And,
Yeah.
Mr. Schmitter's handling business! We're going to punch his way to rights! There we go. No accusations of punching. So, we're going to have this... We have this discussion.
Yeah.
And we point out, you know, that, like, this same guy keeps getting elected in every single town, and nobody likes this guy. We got nothing but Instagram messages, you know, crapping all over this type of guy that I'm just not going to take the time to read, right? And the next election cycle, 7 more of these guys are going to get elected.
Well, sure.
Because you... No, but you say, oh, sure. Like, yeah, I know, man. There's nothing we can do. Says guy who won't even Google name of person he can vote for.
But I can only Google if you did something bad. If these guys don't do anything bad, let's say they're a new guy coming up, and he doesn't have any allegations against him.
We don't know until they're there.
You don't?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
But you've never tried.
No, because...
you've never tried.
If this guy's... Let's say the next guy, he's got a business in this town.
Uh-huh.
Good guy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he gets his power and he goes nuts. You don't know.
Okay, so when you the last time you tried this, you didn't find anything?
Yeah, it came up empty.
The last time you tried this?
Came up empty.
The last time you tried this?
Yeah. What about it?
Did you try it?
Okay, you know, hey, I'm always looking, listening. I listen.
You've never Googled one person you were voting for once.
It's hard to spell Tuccheroni. I don't know if that's two T's or two D's.
You got to pull it off the can of raviolis.
Wait, Tony Tuccheroni ravioli.
Tony Tuccheroni ravioli. You made the name up and you can't even say it the right.
It's not a made up
name. Really? Because you just said it wrong. Tony Tuccheroni.
If there's one thing we've learned from all these stories, though.
What's that?
Teaches us a lot about these little towns we had never heard of before.
And Kimmy, like, to your point about the phone calls you're getting, like the amount of gossip that lives in single one.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody.
Tiny town.
Yeah.
All right, so we sit and we wait to see what actually happened here, if there's a conviction, if this guy resigns his position, if he decides he's going to stick his heels in and put a bald guy in the town hall. I don't even know how to do it anymore. And yeah, and again, we sit and we wait until... The next story involving this exact same type of guy and these exact same type of allegations show up, and you go, "What? What can we do? What can we do? I voted for 5 people I've never heard of before in my life."
Yes.
Click, 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 click.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
New Rochester food.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's new to us.
Okay.
This isn't like standard fare that for decades you could find in Rochester, mm-hmm. but two guys are taking a chance. A chance on food that some people are iffy on. In a place that a guy like you should be like, oh, I ain't going to get my fill in the blank from
Okay.
You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There is a new lobster roll stand.
Lobster?
Opening at the public market.
We're going for lobster.
That's right. It's called Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
Stop that.
There's your lobster loose.
What's happening? What is this?
Is your blood sugar low? What is?
I'm fine.
Okay. Get it, Kibby? Rock Lobster?
I get it.
It's like Rochester, but also the B-52.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So they'll be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They will have four different kinds of lobster rolls and other, quote, seafood fare.
Okay.
It's two older gentlemen that have worked in the food industry here in Rochester for years and years and years. It looks like it is a food truck stand style parked at the public market.
But it's like permanently there.
Yes, this is what it looks like as far as I can understand here.
Nice.
And, yeah. You in on lobster rolls at the public market?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd try one.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, lobster rolls, something like, it's not like you're eating a, you can cover up a lot of lobster with whatever else you put on it.
Well, no, it's normally just lobster and mayonnaise.
So you don't think it would be good lobster is what you're saying?
It may, I don't know.
Why would they do this truck if they weren't good at it?
I always stay away from stuff like this, though, like around here.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
So you don't eat seafood here?
No, I do. Certain things like that, I would like the lobsters like in the tank. I would eat that.
The alive lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like something you made into a sandwich.
They use those lobsters.
Yeah, you realize the lobsters that you're eating were once also alive lobsters.
I understand that. Yeah. I don't know how long that, you know. Maybe
you
chewy.
Eat sushi from here?
I do. I love the sushi.
Can't you make the same argument, though?
No, I mean, it's the exact same thing. It's literally
raw.
Same. Yeah. And, like, they can do way more to cover up whatever sins are in that sushi than you can with a lobster roll. It's just lobster with butter or mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
All right. So story of the DNC. So the two owners were inspired to start this by the massive success of the Cousins Maine Lobster food truck that started showing up here like 2 years ago.
Following for that.
Kimmy, it's always slammed.
Yeah. And I can't think of anything that had compared to it up until this point.
So what do they sell? Same thing?
Lobster.
I mean, do they sell lobster rolls?
Lobster rolls and other, quote, seafood fare.
No, I'm saying this other one. You just
Exact same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're going to have two seafood trucks?
Well, so the lobster, the Cousins Maine Lobster food truck bounces back and forth between here and Buffalo, I believe.
Okay.
And even when it's out.
Is that why it's such a big deal when it's here?
I think so. Yeah. But even when it's even if we have one just for Rochester, when it's here, it takes 45 minutes minimum to go get whatever you're going to get.
Oh, wow.
And here's the thing.
What?
It's not like seafood hasn't been done at the public market before. There is an entire seafood pavilion that's been there for as long as I've been alive.
Like a seafood, like fresh seafood to buy?
Yeah, like it's raw fish all on ice. And
yeah, I mean, they probably truck it in overnight, right?
I understand, right? But yeah, I don't think they're pulling it out of the sewer.
No, I mean, I'm saying it's good stuff.
How would you know? You've never been in the seafood pavilion?
I don't think so.
Okay, wait a minute. I just want to back up real quick.
Good, back up.
All right. You just sat here and said, I'm nervous about eating cooked lobster from the public market.
Yeah.
But now you want to defend raw fish on ice.
Well, no, you buy, you go to Wegmans, they sell fish there. I mean, they just got it.
No,
it's fresh.
You. No, I get you.
I mean, you'll know if it ain't fresh, bro. As soon as you walk in, you know what it's going to smell like. As soon as you walk in that door, what's it going to smell like?
Your mom?
Jesus, thank you.
Well, no, I wasn't sure where you, why were you
dragging my mother over to you now? Please insult her vagina, please.
No, you don't have to drag her over.
Call my mother's crush the seafood market.
Running over as soon as she sees me. 252 WCMF, we're talking about the Rock Lobster food truck stand that will now be open at the public market. They serve four different kinds of lobster rolls and other, quote, seafood fare. What do you think the most popular Rochester seafood dish is?
Oh, the fish fry.
Okay. Are we gonna count
I forgot
that?
About that.
What's that?
Are we going to count that?
Yeah.
Seafood.
It is fish.
Okay, well, here's the thing. It's so funny day to day what takes you want to have. Because I would agree with you that fish fry is the most popular seafood dish. But you have said multiple times in the past that that's not seafood.
Well, it's not my cup of tea.
No.
It's not
you
my
have said,
seafood.
No, you've said that's not seafood.
I will say this.
Fried shrimp.
It's seafood for people that don't like seafood.
That's exactly what I just said.
But it is seafood, technically. Its ass was in the ocean.
Is fried shrimp seafood?
Well, yeah, it is. But, I mean, you're killing it.
Okay, all right.
It's a way to ruin fish.
Where does the line the seafood? The seafood barrier,
line.
So to say, where does that begin for you? Like, what is actual seafood?
Well, to me, like, I like broiled fish. Which you probably don't like.
No, but that's the same thing as deep fried fish.
No, it's not. It's broiled. It's not breaded. It's not deep fried. It's a completely different preparation.
It's the same fish, you idiot. So like, broiled haddock is different than deep fried haddock.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Totally different.
It is.
That's what I'm saying. What? What? I don't know why. She's having a conversation here. You were saying, I'm sorry.
I don't know what I'm saying.
No, like you can't sit here. Like you are such.
Like I know. Like my wife. Is like you when it comes to like stuff like
that. Oh, cool?
No, yeah, real cool. Except when you're going to go out to dinner, because then she's like, like, I told you, one time I ate something, she said, I don't want you to stand near me after you, don't eat any more of that, because I can't be around you. And it was raw herring.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It was delicious.
That is disgusting.
She even said to me, she goes, if you're going to do that again, we're not going to walk together down the street.
No, but she said that about several different things.
Yes, but that also.
No, man. Like,
but like, if you don't like stuff like that, then it tells me you're not really a
seafood. Raw herring?
Yeah.
Raw herring.
It's got pickled onions on it.
Ugh.
It is so good.
Ugh. Talk about your mom. I mean.
I wasn't tasting my mother.
No, you in a roundabout way you were. 252 WCMF. Kimmy?
Yeah. I have an incestuous relationship with herring.
Kimmy, what is your favorite seafood dish?
I mean, I would probably say the fish fry. That's the only thing I really get that often here in Rochester. Like, I can't think of any place recently that I've ordered seafood from, other than, like, if you count sushi, maybe. But, like, I've never really ordered, like, a seafood dish from anywhere.
Okay. 252 WCMF, a man who loves himself some seafood.
Who's that?
Well, that's Teddy. Hey, Teddy, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I think salmon is more seafood they're being ordered around here.
No, he's right. Every place you go that serves fish, they're going to serve you salmon. Are people eating
especially
it, though?
When you,
it's always an option for weddings.
Well, The salmon, if you order salmon blackened over Caesar salad with anchovy, yum.
Ooh, that is
That's
good.
Gross.
Man. Oh, my God. Anchovies and salmon.
You want double fish.
Yeah on a Caesar salad is like the best. He's absolutely right.
No, he's not.
And by the way, if you like seafood, you talk to an island guy like him. Oh. This guy's an island guy.
One of my favorite
it.
Elton John songs.
Island guy. Look at his seafood, Caesar salad.
Teddy, what is your favorite seafood of all time?
Salmon.
It is salmon?
When I used to go to Alaska, I just catch salmon, cut the head, clean up the stomach, and put on the grill, and then I just
That's
put
fresh.
All ingredients you wanted. That was the best.
I love how it took 30 seconds to say, I cleaned the fish. You could have just said, I cleaned the fish, Teddy. Yeah. All right, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. Okay. Have a good rest of the day. He must have seafood in his mouth.
Does this count? Because I do have this quite often. Like a bagel and lox.
Tommy?
Oh, smoked salmon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On a bagel with cream cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
But is that seafood?
Is that seafood? Because I never thought of that as seafood.
It's smoked salmon.
You know what he said? Because he likes it. That's why.
I love
totally
it.
Seafood. I don't
it is
eat,
delicious.
I don't eat beer batter.
And we do that very well here.
Yes.
There are a lot of good places to get that.
No, I told
so you wouldn't eat that, right?
No, I hate it. My daughter, my youngest, loves bagel and lox.
It's so good.
That's such a class move.
I'll let her know.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Tommy says you have class. Why don't you do that once in a while?
Why'd you do it like mocking?
I know.
Because
you
only do it when it blows up in my face.
Why'd you do it with the mocking voice?
Because you only do it when it blows up in my face.
That she doesn't actually have class.
No,
it's kind of what you said. It's kind of the way you said it. Walter writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He said, I had crawfish Saturday in Syracuse for the annual crawfish festival.
Damn.
All right, question.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's like mini lobster.
Yeah.
What is Syracuse known for crawfish?
You never had Syracuse mud bugs?
Oh, you talking about Cuse crawfish? No, I'm serious. Do they? Do they pick them?
I mean,
own?
I know we have them here, but I didn't know it was like a common.
Well, no, do you get them for your school project or you find one in a creek behind your house? You don't like mass produce and cook them.
Mm.
Maybe they do.
Do you think the average Rochesterian is a seafood fan?
Oh,
taking away beer battered haddock and fried shrimp.
I mean, this is a food town, so I would say yeah. I mean, most people here have a pretty wide palate.
Right,
I mean, look at all the different type of restaurants that are here.
No, you're not
different
wrong.
Nationalities.
But counterpoint to that, seafood is such a non-Rochester thing. You can count the places known for seafood on like one hand, and even half of those places are out of the price range of the average Rochester consumer.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, seafood's always been expensive.
Well, not necessarily. They're like, if you go to like some like Jamaican places, for example, you can buy affordable seafood. It's
yeah, but
like,
I don't know what kind of fish you're
exactly.
Getting. I mean, some of them are, you know, different fish that most people up here aren't familiar with.
Well, it's just in the way that they're prepared. They don't look appetizing compared to how we normally eat our fish. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I mean. Like,
I don't know.
No. I don't want to eat that.
Okay.
I don't want it. If it's looking at me, I don't want to eat it.
You're like that one lazy eye staring at you off the ice?
Joe writes us on Instagram. He says, salmon are really good. We have them in our creek right next to our house. They come up every year. Huge salmon comes spawning, and it's just a tiny little crick. By the way, my wife said it's snapper, the Jamaican.
Oh, fish. Snapper.
Is snapper good?
Snapper's delicious.
No
red
kidding.
Snapper grilled is one of the best fish you'll ever eat.
That sounds really good.
You eat that. Yeah. A great southern dish is that with cheese grits.
Wow.
I'm telling you. You said you like grits.
I do like grits.
Check it out.
No, I'm just because it has grits. It's like, hey, man, you like french fries? How about french fries and plutonium? Like, I don't need to.
I would try that. Super hot fry.
We got a nomination for steamed clams.
Oh, steamed clams.
A lot of clam bakes in the
summer. This is a big clam town.
Clams are so gross.
Oh.
They are so
gross. My, you wouldn't eat like steam. You wouldn't go to a clam bake?
Really?
No.
How are you? With the butter?
No, I understand what goes on them. They're gross.
So like, you just don't like seafood?
No, it's like, hey, man, look, we're going to have a barbecue tonight. How would you like a bunch of buttered fish penises?
Sounds good.
No, it's exactly what it is. It's
buttery penises?
It's a mesh bag of buttered fish penises.
Penises. All right.
And that's, look, if you're
in probably
that,
a delicacy.
That's fine. They're so gross. Hey, I found this rock. Let's split this rock open and eat whatever's inside.
Hey, you steam it.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
They're like, hey guys, listen. You see this thing? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is here. But let's open it up and whatever is on the inside of that, let's put butter on it and swallow it.
So you don't like mussels either?
No.
Mussels are the best. Like Italians do mussels really well because they're all seasoned. And they're in a broth? Oh, my God.
No, it's gross, man.
You ever had it?
Probably. I think my grandma used to make them.
Yeah, it's a big Italian dish.
No, mussels are great. Hey, you like gum? You like gum? Well, listen.
It's fishy gum.
You like gum? It's going to taste like fish, and you swallow it. Who wants a big bowl of fishy gum?
So you don't eat food.
No, I eat lots of food.
No,
I just
you're
don't
not
eat
a
gross
you
ass
are not
stuff.
A seafood person. You're not.
No, look, I'm not.
But I've seen you eat sea. I thought you ate sushi.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat sushi. I'm not going to order sushi.
How do you eat sushi?
Usually
and not
like the cooked ones, at least. Oh. Right?
And I'll only eat it if it's like a social situation where, like, it's, you know, we're at a sushi.
What are you, an alcoholic? Well, I'm a social drinker.
Well,
I'm a social sushi eater.
My family loves sushi.
Yeah.
So if they want to go to a sushi restaurant, I will sit down and I will have a couple pieces.
Does your family, do the Duffys eat sushi?
I did not eat sushi until I moved out of my house.
Right. Well, y'all couldn't afford
bro,
it.
Bro, sushi wasn't a thing in this town until like 2003.
But I mean, did your brothers and sisters eat it or not?
Yeah, probably. Oh. I mean, it's Ryan. If there's all you can eat, he's eating it.
All right. No matter what.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, bro, we went to an all you can eat drywall place the other day, cleaned him out. It's coughing up dust for like 3 days. We got Instagram messages coming in, ton of them. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Troy writes, the Mos Eisley Bar and Grill has the best butter-seared bluefin in town.
Ooh.
That sounds like a made-up thing.
That sounds like a band.
Butterfin Blue, Butter.
No, the first part? Butter.
Mos Eisley?
Yeah.
So Mos Def of the Eisley Brothers?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a cover band of the Eisley Brothers.
Mike wants to know, Tommy, does fried calamari count as seafood?
Ooh, delish.
Does it count as seafood?
Oh, sure. Fried, sautéed, either way. Okay. Because... you're either a calamari person or you're not. There's no halfway with calamari.
Half-a-mar?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You either love it or you stay away from it.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. I can eat both sautéed and deep-fried calamari.
Which is a surprise you can eat that,
know,
but you don't like mussels.
Yeah, it's weird you can get past the texture.
The consistency of calamari is tougher than the
mussels. Can you eat the tentacles?
Oh, yeah, I like the tentacles.
Because some people get grossed out at that. Like, my wife sees me eat that, she really gets, like, nauseous.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not her just looking at your face? I'm asking a question.
I have a nice face.
Yeah, compared to what?
Oh, my ass.
A whole bunch of fish penises? We have more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Dave writes, a lobster roll at the public market isn't weird. Buying seafood at a gas station is weird, and we did that forever.
Yeah, oh, the lobster trap, right?
Dave ain't wrong, yeah. Yeah.
That was like the place to get your stuff.
Yeah. And nobody had a problem. Like, you had the highest-end Rochesterians on the east side walking into that place and buying fish out of a gas station. Mm-hmm. You're going to see peanut butter, alligator. I think the biggest issue with folks buying seafood in Rochester.
What's that?
Look, Italian food is popular because we know it from home.
Mm-hmm.
I would make the same argument for burgers and hots and stuff like that. How many people in the greater Rochester area grew up with folks who knew how to prepare seafood? Like the authentic way.
I mean, the Italians sure as hell
You get the Feast of the Seven Fishes and that's it. That's all you get. You get seven fishes one time, and then you're done. I mean, Kimmy, you were an Italian family.
Yeah, but they really didn't do a lot of those traditions.
No.
It wasn't, you know, my grandma made a few, like, traditional dishes, but honestly, like, they didn't do, like, the Italian celebrations and stuff all the time.
Can I tell you what pisses me off about the Feast of Seven Fishes?
Go ahead.
You know, I grew up in Gage.
Yeah.
So I was invited to several of these get-togethers when I was a kid. And, you know, it's Christmas, so you put on, like, nice clothes. So I would have like a sweater on and you'd walk in, right? And my sweater would smell like that for weeks.
Like bacala.
Bro, it's like you get punched in the face. And then like
but it's so good.
Ugh.
But you hated all of it.
I mean, I the fried stuff I could handle, but like I was picking and choosing. And remember, this is less cultured me back in the day.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Less cultured than now.
But like if you never see it in your house, if you don't know how it can be or is supposed to be prepared.
Well, seafood it's got to be done right for sure, or you could get sick.
Well, not only that, you're not going to be excited about it when you go out to a restaurant and see it on a menu.
All right.
Right? Like, is this going to, like, if I see shepherd's pie, is this going to be like my grandmother's shepherd's pie?
Right.
If I see, you know, a steak, is this going to be what I remember what my dad making on the grill? My dad never made seafood, minus the little clams and the lobsters he would prepare for himself and not the kids.
Yes.
I'm also less likely to order it if it seems like kind of an outlier on a menu. Like, did they just add this fish on here just to please like one person?
Okay,
you know? If they don't have a lot of seafood stuff going on, I'm probably not going to order it.
Right, would you order it as
restaurant.
A special? Let's say it's a regular joint, but they have a seafood special tonight.
Maybe
would you try it even though they're
that's
not?
That's
like
the one time you don't get seafood because it means it's about to turn if it's on special.
No, it's not even on the menu. But tonight it's a special.
Yeah.
Why is it on special?
Well,
I don't know. We found it. We found it.
Why are you telling me this? Aren't you trying to sell me this fish? No, man, I know.
All right.
I'm not going to spend my money.
I'm not spending my hard-earned money on Charles's tuna.
All right, let me put it this way. If I go to somebody's home, like if I'm invited over, and one of the options is a fish I have never had before, I am more likely to try it there.
Really?
At somebody's house.
At somebody's house?
Yes. Than a professional chef.
Here's why. Because I assume that they have grown up seeing this and they know how to do it. If I go
big
out,
assumption.
If, yeah.
If I go out to a restaurant and I have to spend $20, $30, $40 on an entree.
I'm not spending my hard.
Yeah, I'm not risking it.
I work hard for my money.
Yeah. No, Kimmy, think about it. How pissed would you be if you spent $30 on a fish dish, took
I'll
one bite?
I'll have the Salisbury steak.
That sounds awesome. God.
Onions. Give me extra onions.
Onions on top of a Salisbury steak. I would murder you right now for onions on a Salisbury steak. I mean, Kimmy, you're going to spend $30 on a meal you've never heard of before?
Probably not, but I don't know if I'm more comfortable with the random selection at a person's house.
I'll tell you what, I would eat seafood at any Southerner's house.
No.
Yeah, because they know how to cook
seafood.
They're
eating bottom feeders, man.
No, they eat everything. Yeah. By the way, bottom feeders are delicious. Catfish is phenomenal.
Yeah, I really hope you enjoy the hypodermic needle that got fried in.
You're such a paranoid.
You eat catfish?
Yes, I love it.
You don't
yes, eat catfish. Yes, I do. Fried catfish is delicious.
Is that why your face looks like that? Your face looks like the bottom of a muddy creek. check out this catfish. Found five rubbers in his stomach. All right, everybody, eat up.
That would kill him.
How?
It would choke on the rubber.
Yeah, how do you think they got him? They finally went fishing. And, I came up. Is that a Tommy's mom?
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I am here to make the argument.
All right.
As silly as this sounds, if this ends up being your hobby towards, your 40s, 50s, 60s, it's proof that you are a good person.
Oh.
And you are in a good spot in your life.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. With the weather getting nicer, the outdoor activities have started.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was the annual kite flight at Lake Ontario.
Oh.
On Charlotte Beach.
Okay.
Charlotte Beach.
They're flying the kites.
They are flying the kites out there. Whole bunch of adults doing kite demonstrations with all kinds of crazy-ass kites. One of them, a big monkey. Did you see the monkey picture?
I didn't see the monkey.
It's a kite, but it's a monkey.
Like it's shaped like a monkey?
It is shaped like a monkey.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cool.
Wow.
So, Tommy.
Yeah.
If you met a neighbor a couple houses down.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're leaving, and they got a big kite in their hands. You go, hey, where are you going? They go, oh, we're going to the kite flight.
Oh, yeah.
That person is a...
lame ass.
Why?
Because he flies kites.
What's wrong with flying kites?
It's boring. Once you get it up, it's just there.
Is there more strategy to it than we know?
I don't care. What's the strategy? String air. Okay. Like, I get it. I get kite flying was cool when we didn't actually have flight. Mm. It was pretty cool. Like Ben Franklin, right? With the key and everything. All right. He did it, right?
Yeah.
Right. But he almost got electrocuted.
Yeah.
No, I'm not into it. It's a lame-ass retirement thing.
So when you see a kite, you don't stop and look at the kite?
I might monkey one. I might.
You look at kites, yeah. Bro. You're out there kite looking.
I do stop to look because you don't see it that often.
You know, I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a kite being flown.
Yeah. Because all you guys your age are a bunch of dicks that don't want to keep flying kites. Like the generation before you, the greatest generation, who were kite flyers.
You got to be like the last generation of kite flyers.
I hope.
Because do kids? I've never seen a kid flying a kite.
Neither of my children have ever flown a kite.
Ever.
And that's on me.
Yeah.
I screwed up as a dad.
And you probably didn't much as a kid.
My dad would only buy us like the cheap kites from like the
dollar store. Yeah, the ones that you have to, it's like two sticks together. Yep.
And like we would only get the ones, like they would sell ones of cartoon characters, but we'd only get like the cartoons that lasted like one season.
Yeah.
You know, like Eek the Cat, a kite.
So when I used to fly kites as a little kid, my brothers would pull this dick move, and I was probably like 4 or 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Tommy, you got to let more string out. Let more string out. And like I'd have it all the way out. Like you could barely see the goddamn thing, and then they'd just leave. And I'd end up having to let it go because I tried to pull it in, and I couldn't.
Is that why you hate kites?
Probably.
Some deep
traumatized.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I think that an adult with a kite is...
So you think that's a good thing?
It's everything you should want in a hobby. It is quiet and peaceful.
It is that.
You can feel like a badass if you got one of them two-handle kites that you're like flying around like
right? Yeah, yeah.
I want to say it's not expensive, but I'm sure. I mean, I'm looking at this monkey kite.
Sure,
oh, you go top
any
show.
Hobby, you can find expensive stuff.
Can you Google monkey kite and see if it comes up? And how
yeah,
much
if you go to those high-end hobby shops, they're probably like $1,000 kites out there.
Let me put it this way. If there were a crystal ball that showed me my future that I could not change, and it showed me as an old man flying a kite, I think I'd be happy with that.
Well, I mean, you're in a safe spot. I guess you got discretional kite money.
Discretional confessional?
What's this?
Dashboard discretional?
They broke up, didn't they?
Shut up. It's one guy. No, yeah. I think that, like, of all of the things I'm scared I'm going to fall into, like being angry and an alcoholic, I'll take kite seven out of 7 days of the week.
All right. How about alcoholic kite flyer?
I don't think you can be those things.
Yes, you can.
You go through a lot of kites.
You're going to get killed by your kite when it hits you in the eyeball.
This does seem like it should be a peaceful, calm, you know, relatively low-risk hobby. However, I think when you get a bunch of guys doing this together in one place, any hobby that requires a lot of space, I think you're going to get some pushback or like some tension not doing it right.
Oh, if you tangle with my kite.
Jerk it around. We're going to get tangled up.
How many times? I mean, this is...
Anytime you're like, you need a lot of space and it has to do with something in the sky, I feel like that is a recipe for disaster with old men.
So tempers could flare at kite club.
Oh, you're talking about a kite fight?
Yeah,
kite fight. But to be...
Too close. You're too close.
No, I mean, but how often do you see kiteists together? Like, the only time I ever see a kite person outside of...
So sometimes you see a group of them at, like, MCC.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the only time I see them.
I don't know why that's a gathering place.
I think it's windy there.
Maybe.
You know, it's also, nobody wants to hear your kite stories.
Well, who's going to...
Like, if you come home and...
Yeah.
Mike goes, oh, how was it, honey? Well, it was good and windy out there, I'll tell you that.
Well, but what kite stories could you have?
Oh, yeah. But all men like stories.
No, but that's the other thing I like about this is it's just for me. I keep it to myself. I get to be kite guy.
Okay.
I'm not going to push my kiting. You don't see hoodies advertising like kite clubs. You don't see guys with bumper stickers like follow me to the Macedon Kite Emporium.
I just see people doing stuff like this at that age. I go, it just ended, man.
What?
Why are you getting some fresh air?
Like, what's left?
I would argue that this is better because you can't really hurt yourself doing it. Yeah, you're not getting in over your head.
What are you doing?
This is my life.
What are you doing?
This is my life.
What are you doing in your life?
I come to work and I enjoy the witty banter of young people.
You're going
to
be fired soon. And when that's over, you're not going to have a kite to fly.
Well, I'm getting me a kite.
I would encourage you to get a kite. All right, let me ask you this
I'm
going to
get a kite word with swear words on it.
Instagram messages coming in. Again, we're talking about the kite flight, annual kite flight at Charlotte Beach yesterday. And I was saying, like, this seems like the perfect hobby.
Yeah.
If you are a kiteist, kite enthusiast as an adult, it means that you are in a good spot in your life.
Right.
Definitely WCMF on Instagram. Another thing that's coming back is the Duncan yo-yo. Who bothers you more, kiteist or yo-yoist?
Like an adult with a yo-yo?
So I did in Skinny Atlas see a bunch of places selling yo-yos this weekend.
How is yo-yo making a comeback?
Every now and then they come back with kids, I feel.
Well, I would assume it's for kids, but if it's coming back with kids, you know Grandpa's going to grab that yo-yo. He's going to show you a thing or two.
Yeah.
Grown-ass kiteist, grown-ass yo-yo enthusiast.
Man, that's a tough one.
Which one bothers you more?
Yo-yo, because you can break it out at any time and really annoy people. Like, I can't break out my kite and show you my skills.
Okay.
Like, at a random, but I can have a yo-yo in my pocket.
So you're going
to
tell me.
I can show you how to rock the cradle or walk the dog.
You're going
to
tell me if Spizzano walked by.
Two hands, apparently.
Well, no, that's how you walk the dog. You don't remember?
No, you walk the dog.
You rock the cradle,
rock the cradle.
Walk the dog. And then, how about those idiots that had two going at the same time.
And they like shoot him at your face and it misses your nose by like an inch.
All right, so Spizzano walks by.
And he hears you talking. He goes, check it out. I'm a really good yo-yo person. You wouldn't want to see what he can do.
I kind of
want to
see.
Only if you heard some
stuff. No, you know you want him to do it and you want him to be good. You want to be impressed by Spizzano's yo-yoing. And let me tell you something. Let me share a little something with you. When I was in middle school, yo-yos made their 1998-1999 massive comeback.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You couldn't find a yo-yo.
Oh,
you had to drive to Buffalo to get a yo-yo.
Yeah, they called them Buffalo yo-yo.
Weren't they lit? Didn't they light up and stuff?
All
too?
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I got deep into yo-yoing, and I am a shockingly...
Should have stuck with that.
I'm shockingly good at yo-yos.
Really?
Like the butterfly yo-yo?
It's been a long time. So I had the round one. I had the butterfly one.
Yeah. Did all the tricks?
Yeah. I knew all the tricks. So you could buy them for like $3.
Yeah.
So that was well within my entertainment budget. So yeah, man, I think if you broke out a yo-yo, if it's like riding a bike, I could impress you.
All right. I wouldn't be impressed.
No, you would be. Give somebody bring me a yo-yo. A Duncan yo-yo with the good...
Oh, the original Duncan.
Well, no, you got to have the good, what do you call that, bearing in the middle.
I don't even know.
Okay, where do you rank annoying guys? You got kite guy? You got yo-yo guy.
Yeah.
And then you got a hacky sack guy.
Is hacky sack still around?
They used to be.
Well, no old man can even do it.
Yeah, your knees and hips can't handle
it. Yeah.
I'm surprised that never came back again with, like, kids the way yo-yos did.
I mean, maybe give it time. Maybe it'll be a week or two.
Mm. Well, it's the most physical of the three.
Hacky sack is the worst guy of all of them.
But because I also could never do it, so people that could, I was I don't know if I was impressed. More confused.
All right.
Because it wasn't always the most athletic kid that was good at it.
No, you're right. Here's what sucks about Hacky Sack Guy. Not only does Hacky Sack suck, if you're going to Hacky Sack, you're going to have to listen to the worst music you've ever heard in your life for 4 hours.
Well, you're going to have to listen to Jam Band.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Hippie music.
All right, so power ranking, worst number one, kite, yo-yo, Hacky Sack. Who is three? The one you can tolerate the most.
The one I could tolerate the most?
At three is?
I guess it would have to be the kite guy.
Okay, so kite is the one you could tolerate
the most. Because I don't have to tolerate it all the time.
Okay, then next.
Hacky sack and yo-yo you could break out at any time.
So which one's the worst then?
Well, the worst would have to be, I didn't even think of hacky sack, but hacky sack would be the worst.
All right, so we're all in agreement.
I also know like where you fall. If I see a hacky sack, I know what food you like.
Okay.
I know who you vote for.
No, you don't.
And I know who
not
you
anymore.
Battle.
You don't. Not anymore.
Well,
you
used
don't.
To be.
Not anymore.
Wait, you're going to tell me there's like hardcore right wing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could get that with kite guy, depending on what he's flying.
Yeah, bro. Well,
true. I always thought hacky sack was a hippie.
No, none of these hobbies, and maybe that's also what makes it interesting.
Well, when did the other side start doing hacky sack?
Bro, they grew up.
Right.
Bro, there is none of these hobbies will be able to tell. You won't be able to tell any.
So there's no old school hippie hobby.
Not in the way. I mean, bro, your brothers were hippies. You said your brother's like the most conservative guy you know.
He is.
Right?
He is.
He was at Woodstock. I told him to keep it down! Bring out Sean and
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Infinity Refreshing!